This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for the week of Friday, September 2nd to Thursday, September 8th. The Israeli government focused its attention on the West Bank this week, declaring the expansion of the West Bank settlement blocks a substitute for the evacuated settlements in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Israeli army was instructed to act ruthlessly towards Palestinians at the checkpoints and the Palestinian authorities facing an escalating crisis in the Gaza Strip. On Friday, residents and peace activists gathered in Belain village near the West Bank city of Ramallah to carry out their weekly peaceful protest against the wall at the construction site near the village. Before the protest even began, the Israeli army invaded the village, attacked the residents, and fired gas bombs and concussion grenades at dozens of residents and international peace activists. A source in the village said that several residents responded to the army's attack on the village by hurling stones at the soldiers. Four people were injured and three peace activists were arrested in the village.
After announcing plans to build a huge new settlement that will link Jerusalem to the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim, Israel said that it has given the American administration a commitment not to build between Jerusalem and Ma'ale Adumim at this time. Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said on Thursday that the project has been put on hold indefinitely. Israel revealed that plans to link the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim to Jerusalem were proposed 10 years ago. The project, called E1, would involve the construction of 3,500 housing units, the annexation of thousands of dunams of Palestinian land, and the prevention of geographical contiguity between the Palestinian areas. Israeli Minister of Education Limor Livnat said on Tuesday that Israel should grab the window of opportunity afforded by disengagement to expand the West Bank settlement blocks. Livnat's statements came after Israeli government and security sources denied reports in the Israeli media that the government had approved the construction of 3,000 housing units in the West Bank settlement of Ariel. Livnat described the evacuation of 21 settlements in the Gaza Strip as a window of opportunity that should enable Israel to build in and around the West Bank settlement blocks, especially the E1 project connecting Ma'ale Adumim to Jerusalem. Livnat also said that U.S. President George W. Bush has declared that Israel can expect to keep the West Bank settlement blocks under any future peace deal.
Despite Israel's claims that it intends to ease restrictions on the movement of Palestinians in the West Bank, Israeli Minister of Defense Shaul Mofaz instructed his soldiers on Tuesday that they should have no pity for Palestinians at the roadblocks and checkpoints in the West Bank. He insisted that they conduct rigorous searches of Palestinian vehicles. Mofaz claimed that this procedure is a measure to ensure the security of Israelis and indicated that Israel will focus its military efforts on the West Bank, especially after the pullout from the Gaza Strip. After receiving these orders from Mofaz, Israeli soldiers forced several residents to undress after stopping them at a military checkpoint on Tuesday evening. The incident took place at a checkpoint near Dutan military camp east of Araba village near Jenin. The residents were forced to wear plastic bags and old pieces of clothes that had been discarded in the area. A local source reported that soldiers stopped dozens of vehicles, especially taxis, and searched them while interrogating the passengers. The army declared the area a closed military zone and installed 5 roadblocks. Dozens of residents had to walk back home through fields and over hills after the army barred taxis and cars from passing.
A probe conducted by the Israeli Information Center for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories, B'Tselem, and the Israeli online daily Haaretz revealed new information about the 5 Palestinians who were killed by the Israeli army in Tulkarm refugee camp on August 24th. The probe revealed that the 5 were not fighters, but rather unarmed civilians. This contradicts the Israeli army's version of the story. The probe also revealed that the 3 teenagers were not members of any resistance group, that all of the victims were unarmed, and that they were shot at close range while they were in a largely enclosed courtyard. After receiving pressure to respond, the Israeli army issued a statement saying that the operation carried out by the Duvduvan special unit was an arrest operation. The statement stops short of saying that the victims were unarmed civilians. On Tuesday night, an Israeli tank fired live ammunition at a group of Palestinian children and youth gathered near the evacuated settlement of Morag. 18-year-old Nimr As'aduni was killed and three others were injured. In response to the killing of As'aduni, Palestinian resistance fired a homemade Qassam shell which landed in the western Negev. No injuries were reported.
5 Palestinian civilians were killed and at least 35 were injured in a blast which rocked a home in Al-Shaja'iyah neighborhood east of Gaza City, a Palestinian medical source at Al-Shifa Hospital reporting on Monday evening. A Palestinian security source reported that the explosion might have been caused by an explosive charge which accidentally detonated while being prepared. The initial explosion caused a fire, which reached gas canisters and ignited a series of other explosions. The Israeli army denied any connection to the blast. However, eyewitnesses said that there was an Israeli helicopter hovering above the area a few hours before the blast occurred.
The former chief of Palestinian military intelligence, Musa Arafat, was killed and his son was kidnapped when dozens of unknown gunmen stormed his house in the early hours of Wednesday morning, Palestinian sources reported. Musa Arafat, a cousin of the late Palestinian president Yasser Arafat, was head of military intelligence and played a key role in directing Palestinian security forces over the last 10 years. He was forced to retire last March upon orders from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before he was promoted to head of the National Security Forces. Following his retirement, Arafat served as a military advisor to Abbas. In his first response to the assassination, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for an emergency meeting with Prime Minister Ahmed Korey and commanders of the Palestinian security forces. Arafat survived an assassination attempt last year when a car exploded near his house as he was returning from his office in Gaza City. The Salah ad-Din Brigade of the Popular Resistance Committees claimed responsibility for killing Musa Arafat and abducting his son, Manhal, who was later released. For the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, from Beit Sahur, Palestine, this is Andy Klarno and Dina Awad.